my God, darkness be over me, my rest at all. Yea, in my dream I see, nearer my God to thee, nearer my God to thee, nearer to thee. There let the way appear, stand unto hell. Oh, let thou sendest me here sheath again. Angel to beckon me nearer, my God, to thee, nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee. Then with my waking thoughts bright with thy praise, out of my stormy grief riches I raise. So by my word to be nearer, my God, to be nearer, be thee, to be nearer to thee.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们看第三页。
So look at page 3, page 9.
第三点哈。
And point 3.
改变需要智慧来认识自己。
To make a change, we need to have the wisdom to know ourselves.
因为我们要回转向神，神就回转向我们。
Because if we return to God, God will return to us.
所以人要先改变。
So the human being must change first.
那我们跟神的关系就会重新建立，而且会亲密。
Then our relationship with God will be reconciled and to become closer.
那怎么改变？
How do we change?
首先我们要有智慧来认识自己。
First, we must have the wisdom to know ourselves.
然后祈求神给我们有能力来改变自己。
And then ask God for strength to change ourselves.
所以我们在这几天的学习，
So in these few days of learning,
从圣经的教训，
From the teachings in the Bible,
还有很多人的见证，
And the testimony from each other,
好像一面镜子可以帮助我们认识自己。
It is like a mirror that we can see ourselves in.
还有就是自己的配偶，有时候自己的配偶讲的话是最直接、最真实的。
And also from our spouse, sometimes our own spouse will talk more straightforward to us.
好像一面镜子，也可以帮助我们认识自己。
It is like a mirror to help us understand ourselves.
如果我们愿意回转，我们信仰会非常活泼。
And if we are willing to return, our faith will be more lively.
一，这个回转是一种选择。
First, to change is a decision, a choice.
所以我们需要付出代价。
So we must pay a price.
所以信耶稣很难，就是你要付代价。
To believe in Jesus is difficult because you have to pay a price.
但是如果我们愿意付代价，那个赏赐是伟大的。
But if we're willing to pay this price, then the reward is great.
那个赏赐不一定只是在天国。
And it is not only in heaven.
我们今生从神所体验丰富的恩典，就是一种赏赐。
But the abundant grace that we experience in this lifetime is also a blessing.
所以信仰一定要付代价。
So faith, we must pay a price.
改变就是一种代价。
And to change is a price that we must pay.
那从圣经看起来，我们第一个改变就是要从罪悔改。回转。
From the Bible, to change, we must return away from sin.
看以赛亚书。
Read in Book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的五十七章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
十四节。
Verse 14.
从十五节看。
From verse 15, rather.
因为至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说，我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑人灵魂苏醒，使痛悔的人苏醒。
For this is what the high and lofty one says, He who lives forever, whose name is holy. I live in a high place and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite.
这里两次提到神是在至高，神是至高至上的。
Here twice it mentioned that God is on high and lofty.
就是人没有办法了解那一种崇高尊贵。
It is the loftiness and the greatness that man cannot understand.
然后他住在圣所。
He lives in a holy place.
没有罪，发光。
Without sin and shining like light.
那神怎么要跟人同居呢？
Why does God want to live with human beings?
要住在我们里面呢？
To live within us.
要跟心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居。
To live with those lowly in spirit and contrite.
可见我们人如果愿意对自己的罪有一种悔改的心。
So if human beings are willing and have a heart of repentance toward our sins,
悔就是后悔，改就是改变。
Which means we must regret what we have done and then to change.
那神说我要跟人同居啊。
Then God says he will live with human beings.
神要回转，要住在我们里面。
He will return and live within us.
那我们的信仰会很活泼，因为神住在我们里面。
And because of that, our faith will be very lively.
所以我们在这个六七天里面，我们不只是知识的吸收。
So in this 6-7 days, it's not only here. We're not only here to receive wisdom.
我们有一段安静的时间来回想我们自己。
We also have a time of quietness to reflect on ourselves.
想想到底我们有什么需要悔改，需要改变。
To think and reflect what we need to repent and change.
那神应许，如果我们心灵痛悔。谦卑，神就要住在我们当中。
And God promised that if we're lowly in heart and contrite, then God will live in us.
这是第一点，从罪回转。
First point to turn from sin.
我们看五十八章以赛亚书。
Read in Isaiah chapter 58.
以赛亚书五十八章。
Isaiah chapter 58.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他们说：“我们禁食，你为何不看见呢？我们刻苦己心，你为何不理会呢？”
Why have we fasted, they said, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves, and you have not noticed?
所以以色列百姓就有一个体验，奇怪，我们祷告，我们禁食，好像都神都安静了，都没有回应，没有体验。
So there's a experience with the Israelites is that they fasted, but they did not experience anything in return.
我们再看第九节。
Verse 9.
那时你们求靠神，必应允；你们呼求他，他必说：“我在这里。”
Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, Here am I.
到第九节啊，就祷告非常有功效。
And until verse 9, then their prayer is very effective.
你求告神，神就应允，你就祷告就有一个结果了。
And when you call, the Lord will answer and there is a result of your prayer.
就是我们的体验啊。
Which is our experience.
那你呼求神说，我在这里。
And when you cry for help, God says, Here am I.
你就找到神了。
Then you have found God.
那为什么前面禁食祷告神不听，到了第九节祷告就神就听。
Then why is it in verse 3 when they fasted and prayed, God did not hear them, but then here in verse 9, God heard them.
因为第三节的祷告到第四节你就看，你们禁食互相争竞，以拳头打人就说他禁食，但是行为没有改变。
You can see in verse 4 that they fasted, but yet their actions did not change.
他的心没有悔改。
Their heart did not return.
所以第五节，这样的禁食，其实我说拣选使人刻苦的日子吗？
And it says it's a type of fasting where you quarrel with one another.
所以这个禁食不是神所悦纳的。
So this is not a type of fasting that God desires.
那从第六节开始就在提到你们要怎么改变。
Verse 6 onward, it tells us how they should change.
第七节。
Verse 7.
要把饼分给饥饿的人，将漂流的人接在家中。你见他赤身，给他遮体，就是说实际生活要改变。
To provide for the poor, to clothe those who are naked, and turn away from flesh and blood, which means your actions must change.
要行公义，好怜悯。
It is to perform righteousness and like mercy.
那这样，我们改变了，祷告就很有功效。
And if we change, then prayer will be effective.
所以回转向神，神就回转向我们。第一个就是要从罪回转。
So to return to God and God will return to us first is that we must return away from sin.
我们的祷告就会很活泼，很有力量，很有体验。
Then our prayer will be lively and full of strength and have experience.
第二个。
Secondly.
守安息日。
To keep the Sabbath.
同样以赛亚书五十八章。
Isaiah chapter 58.
十三节。
Verse 13.
你们若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我圣日不以操作为喜的，称圣安息日为可喜的，称神的圣日为可尊重的，而且尊敬这日，不办不解事，不随自己失望。十四节，你就以神为乐，神要使你腾驾地的高处，又使你主雅各的产业养育你。这是神亲口说的，这一段话说是神亲口说的。
This two verses is spoken by God Himself.
就是要守安息日。
Which is to keep the Sabbath day.
但是我们常常觉得说，哎，我有守安息日，但是我信仰也没有什么体验。
Sometimes we'll say we keep the Sabbath, but we have no experience in our faith.
那如果我们从十三节开始读
，If we read from verse 13,
我们就觉得说，守安息日不只是说肉体来到教会坐几个小时。
That to keep the Sabbath not only means that you come here physically to the chapel and sit for a couple of hours.
守安息日要包括心思意念，我们的生活形态要回转向神。
It includes your thoughts and minds and your actions in your daily life to return to God.
那守安息日怎么守
？How do you keep the Sabbath?
在下半句哈，十三节。
Verse 13, the latter half.
尊敬这日，不办私事，不随私意，不说私话。
Honor by not going your own way, not doing as you please, or speaking idle words.
因为这天是神的。
Because this day belongs to God.
所以我们有的信徒到安息日太阳下山，他就不看电视了。
So there are some members that once it's Sabbath day and the sun has gone down, then they will not watch TV.
这个叫做分别。
And this is a separation.
有时候安息日你发现了信徒来到教会怎么这么还在很想睡的样子。
And sometimes on Sabbath day, you'll see members feel like they're dozing off.
就是礼拜五有的看电视，有的上网太晚。
Perhaps because Friday evening they watch TV or go online until very late.
所以我们回转从太阳下山，世俗的事情停止。
So we can return that once the sun sets, then our worldly matters stop.
包括你上网，除了跟教会有关系的，其他的都停止。
Include going online, unless it has church-related activities.
那我们在安息日，你也不以操作为乐，就是不以赚钱为乐。
Then on Sabbath day, then we will not delight in pursuing our work or money.
或者说追求世界的娱乐，去看电影、
Or to pursue after the pleasures of the world, like watching movies.
这一天呢，尊重了，尊为圣日。
This way, we will put it aside as holy.
但是讲到最后，到底什么叫守安息日
？At the end, what does keeping the Sabbath mean？
你可以。问很多可以不可以
？You can ask many what can I or do or not do.
但是结论一句话。
But the conclusion is one phrase.
就是十四节。
Is verse 14.
要以神为乐。
To find joy in the Lord.
所以礼拜五太阳下山到礼拜六太阳下山要以神为乐。
That on Friday evening sunset till Saturday sunset you find joy in the Lord.
以这个原则抓住了，守安息日就对了。
If you hold on to this principle, then what you're keeping the Sabbath will be correct.
那如果我们愿意实际上啊，心灵上、生活上有这种回转，以神为乐。
If in our heart and in our actions we're able to return and to have joy in the Lord,
那神就要回转向我们。
Then God will return to us.
那神回转向我们的表现是什么
？What is the reaction of God returning to us?
第一个，乘驾地的高处。
First is that we will ride on the heights of the land.
也就是灵性会往上提。
Which means our spirituality will be uplifted.
你灵性一定会提升。
And our spiritual life will be uplifted.
因为把世界从我们生活抽掉的话，你跟神就没有距离。我们现在问题在哪里？我们现在跟神当中有太多东西挡住了。
And because once we remove the world, then our relationship with God will not have a distance. Right now, we're not able to have that relationship because we have obstacles.
那这个东西拿掉了，你跟神就没有一个阻碍了。
And once the obstacle is removed, then there will be no space between us and God.
我们就可以亲近神，就有属灵的体验。
Then we're able to draw nearer to God and have spiritual experiences.
那就可以乘驾地的高处，你信仰就会往上提。
then we will be able to ride on the heights of the land, and our spirituality will be uplifted.
下面说以雅各的产业养育你。
Here it says, feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob.
就是神的恩典要充满我们。
Which is God's blessing will fill us.
真的守安息日，充满神的恩典。
If you really keep the Sabbath, then you'll be full of the blessing of God.
因为神要回转向我们。
Because God will return to us.
所以守安息日需要有实际行动的回转，而不只是身体在教会坐几个钟头。
So to keep the Sabbath and return to the Sabbath is that you must have actions and not only come and sit here physically in the chapel.
就是要以神为乐。
That is to have joy in the Lord.
那我们信仰一定会有体验。
Then our spiritual life will have experiences.
第三个。
Third.
我们回转向神，包括我们的生活方式要改变。
To return to God, we must change our way of living.
圣经里面有提到一族人叫做利亚族。
There is a tribe of people called the Leah tribe.
要看耶利米书三十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 35.
耶利米书三十五章。
Jeremiah 35.
从十二节一直到十九节。
Verse 12 until 19.
我们先从十四节看。
Verse 14.
利亚的儿子约拿达所吩咐他的子孙不可喝酒的话，他们已经遵守，一直到如今也不喝酒，因为他们听从祖先的话，吩咐从我早上警戒，你们却不听从。
Verse 14. Jonadab, son of Rechab, ordered his son not to drink wine, and this command has been kept. To this day they do not drink wine, because they obey their forefathers' command.But I have spoken to you again and again, yet you have not obeyed me.
再听到有一族人叫做利亚族。
There's a tribe of people called the Rechabites.
他的祖宗吩咐他。
And their forefathers commanded them.
生活很简单，不可以喝酒。
You should have a simple life, do not drink wine.
在第九节，不盖房子住，也没有葡萄园，然后也住帐篷。
They do not have houses, they live in tents, don't have vineyards.
所以这个利亚族的祖先已经预先看到，生活太富足，人的信仰会退步，所以告诉他的孩子，生活要简单。
The forefathers saw how their faith can deteriorate because of a complicated life, so they said your living must be simple.
那一直来，他的子孙就这样一直遵守很简单的生活。
And their descendants kept this simple lifestyle.
那十八节，神就对利亚族祝福。
18, God blessed the Rechabites.
十九节。
Verse 19,
所以万军的神以色列人说，利亚的儿子约拿达必永远不缺人势力在我面前。
And this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel says, Jonadab, son of Rechab, will never fail to have a man to serve me.
今天我们要怎么样来过我们的生活？
Today, how do we live our life?
每一个人有不同的生活方式。
Everyone has their way of living.
到底什么叫做回转向神？
And what does it mean to return to God?
什么样的生活方式是最好的生活方式？
What is the best way of living?
这圣经里面你找不到一个具体的答案。
There is no concrete answer from the Bible.
但是有一个原则可以把握。
But there is a principle we can hold.
就是最容易帮助我们守道理的那一种生活方式，就是最好的生活方式。
The lifestyle that will enable us to keep the ways of the Lord is the best lifestyle.
最容易帮助你守道理的生活方式，就是最好的生活方式。
The lifestyle that will help us to keep the way of God is the best lifestyle.
所以我们的生活方式不要从别人照抄啊，因为我的朋友这样这样，所以我也要这样。
So don't copy from your friend that if they live this way, I must also live this way.
或者从电视里面去抄。
Or to copy from the TVs and learn from that.
我们要从圣经的精神里面自己发展一套生活方式。
We must learn from the spirit of the Bible and have a way of lifestyle for ourselves.
那其中有一个原则，就是越简单越好。
And the principle is the simpler it is, the better.
那简单不一定说什么都没有啊。
Doesn't mean a simple does not mean you have nothing.
简单就是说，跟爱神爱人没有关系的东西哦，可以少就少。
Just means that whatever things does not have anything to do with loving God or loving people, then you can cut that out.
因为我们诫命的总纲就是爱神跟爱人。
Because the end of our commandments is to love God and love man.
跟这个没有关的，你可以减少就减少。
Everything that does not have to do with this, then you can disregard it.
比方说，我只是一个比喻比方说， 你在社会上挂很多的头衔。
For example, you have many titles on this earth as society.
你跟每一个头衔，你一下要开会，一下应酬。
Every title, you may have to have a meeting or other negotiations.
那这跟爱神爱人有没有关系？
Does this have anything to do with loving God and loving man?
如果没有关系，这个会变成我们信仰的一个障碍。
If not, these will become obstacles in our faith.
那这可以减少，你就多出很多时间来。
Once we remove those, then we'll have a lot of time remaining.
所以我们的生活方式要回转。
So our lifestyle we must return.
那我们信仰生活，我们信仰就会进步。
Then our faith will improve.
但是这个非常不简单。
This is not easy.
所以如果电视不会影响你生活，有电视也好。
So if TV does not affect your life, then having TV, if the TV does not affect your spiritual life, then having a TV is okay.
因为你看看看了，看完你就可以关那个，有电视也没有什么不好。
You watch what you're supposed to watch, and then after that, you're able to turn it off.
但是如果电视占了很多的时间，有很多的节目，你自己都没有办法去控制哦。有时候没有电视也不错。
And if TV, you're not able to control yourselves, and you cannot turn it off, then it's probably not good to have a TV.
亚当有没有电视？没有啊。
Did Adam have a TV? I don't believe so.
是不是？50年前的人有没有电视？没有。
50 years ago, do people have a TV? Maybe not.
他也过得很好。
But they lived very nicely as well.
所以不一定要有，但是你有也没有关系。最重要就是会不会影响你跟神的关系。
So you don't have to have a TV, but it's okay to have it. The end of it is if it will it affect your relationship with God.
所以什么生活方式最好？
So what is the best lifestyle?
容易帮助你守道的就是最好。
So lifestyle that helps you keep the words of God.
这个叫做回转向神。
That is to return to God.
利亚族的人生活很简单。
The Rechabites, they have a simple lifestyle.
蒙神祝福。
And they were blessed.
所以这个生活很简单，而且能够过得很喜乐、很平安，这是有秘诀在里面的。
And so if someone who is able to live simply, but yet they're very joyful in their life, there is a secret.
所以你如果看到人生活很简单，但是生活很喜乐、很平安，你要想这个人一定有秘诀，值得你去想想看。
So a person who lives simply and has peace and joy in their lives, they must have a secret that you can consider.
我们再来看马拉基书。
The book of Malachi.
马拉基书的第三章。
Chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8.
人岂可夺取神呢？你们竟然夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是在你们当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上。
Will a man rob God? Yet you robbed me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
神说：你们偏离我的典章而不遵守，你们要回转向我，我就回转向你们。神告诉当时马拉基书告诉以色列百姓，你回转向我，我就回转向你们。
In the time of Malachi, God told the Israelites, "If you return to me, I will return to you."
就是说你们要拿出行动来。
Means that you have to have actions.
要改变。
To change.
那以色列百姓说，我们如何才是回转呢？
Israelites say, "How do we return?"
所以他们觉得没有啊，我没有什么不对啊，我要改变什么？
They feel they didn't do anything wrong. They didn't need to change.
那第八节。
Verse 8.
神说你夺取我的夺，那就很严重了。
Here God says, you robbed me, and this is very severe.
不是你偷我的东西哦，你夺我的东西。
It is not that he just stole, he is robbing.
那到底什么？
And what is it?
当纳的十分之一。
Which is in tithes and offerings.
所以我们赚的钱哦，第一块到第九块钱，神给我们，我们自己的。
So in the money that we earn, $1 to $9 is a God gave that to us.
第十块钱啊，这是神的。
But the tenth dollar belongs to God.
这不是纳税啊。
This is not a tax.
所以奉献时间不要把它想做纳税啊，纳税就很痛苦了。
So do not think these tithes are a tax.
这是感恩啊。
This is a thanksgiving offering.
因为神给你九块钱嘛，所以第十块钱感恩献给神。那这样想哦，你头脑就会很舒服啊。
Because God gave you $9, so the tenth dollar you give to God as a thanksgiving offering.
神啊，希望你明年给我100万，所以我可以奉献10万，感恩啊。
The next year, God, if you will give me $900,000 and I'll give you $100,000.
哦，那你如果变成纳税哈，就越少越好啊。神啊，明年求你让我只纳$1,000就好了。
And if it's a tax, then the more you earn, the more you have to give. And so next year you might say, God just gave me $100,000.
哦，你就求神，你让我明年，如果你把纳这个奉献想做纳税哦，越少越好啊。明年就是奉献$1,000就好了。
So if you think of tithe offering as a tax, then you'll say that the less is the better.
哦，那$1,000表示你赚$10,000啊。
And if you give $1,000, that means you have earned $10,000.
哦，所以这个奉献越多，就表示神给我们恩典越多，所以感恩。
And the more that we offer means that more blessings were given to us.
所以不献夺取神，献就是转向神。
So if you offer tithes, that means you return to God. If you do not, that means you rob God.
然后啊，第十节。
Verse 10.
啊，然后下面哈，使我的家有粮，以使世世我为天上敞开窗户，倾福给你，甚至无处可容。这个就是神转向我们。
And this is the result of God turning to us. Is to there may be food in our house.And they will not throw open the floodgates of heaven, pour out much blessing.
这个是天上的窗户打开来降下来的。不要一直想说，我今年献了$10,000，奇怪，我去年献了$10,000，今年也没有赚更多钱了。不是用钱的来衡量了。
And this is not measured by money. Where if we earn $10,000 this year, maybe we earn more. No, it does not mean that.
天上下来的福分。
The blessings from heaven.
有时候神祝福你，让你全家信仰都很好，我感谢。
Perhaps God will bless you with a family full of very good faith.
有时候神祝福你，让你全家都没有生病，健康，这个就是神的恩典。
Or God bless you that your whole family is healthy.
所以很多的方式祝福我们。
There are many different ways of blessing you.
所以这是我们可以体验得到的。
And this is something we can receive and experience.
好，我们再来看哈该书。
Let's read in the book of Haggai.
好。哦，我们刚刚也读过了。
We've read this.
啊，神的殿荒凉。
That God's temple is desolate.
啊，所以他们没有神的恩典。
So they do not have the grace of God.
那神叫他们要回转建殿。
God told them to return and to rebuild the temple.
就从那一天开始，神就祝福他们。
From that day forward, they will be blessed.
所以我们要改变。
So we must change.
啊，要先顾神的殿。
First, take care of the temple of God.
然后神的，然后再，然后神一定会祝福我们。
Then God will for sure bless us.
好，那如果我们把家摆在神的面前
，If we place our family before God,
那常常我们所得到的福气就会比较少。
And our blessing that we receive will be less.
所以我们现在，我常常觉得在教会里面这个。Young adult 结婚生孩子以后，大概从服侍的行列都退出来了。
I've noticed in church that once a person gets married and have kids, they seem to have retreated from holy work.
不晓得为什么现在 young adult 只生一个孩子会这么忙。
Why is it that if you only have one child, why are you so busy?
忙到教会都看不见。
That you missed lose sight of the church.
小孩子一哭，不止妈妈来，爸爸也来。
Now, once the child cries, the mom and the dad both run to them.
所以有时候这礼拜六在聚会了，一个小孩子两个父母都在那里看小孩。
Sometimes on Sabbath day, there's one child, but both parents will be there watching after it.
其实哦，我们应该好好想一想。
And we must think.
小孩子很重要啊。
The child is important.
但是啊，我们是不是把小孩子已经摆在最重要了？
But are we placing our children as priority, top priority?
摆在最重要啊。
If we place them as our top priority,
可能小孩子就阻挡我们跟神的关系。
Then perhaps your child become the obstacle between you and God.
不是说小孩子不重要。
Does that mean the child is not important?
但是神比小孩子还重要。
But God is more important than your children.
你小孩子生病了，你又能怎么样？
If your children is sick, what can you do?
除了看医生，你不是要靠神吗？
Besides going to the doctors, don't you still have to rely on God?
到最后还是你无路可走，还是神比较重要。
At the end, when you have nowhere to go, then God will still be the most important.
而且现在要教小孩子不好教。
Now, if you want to reach out to your children, it's very difficult.
你这样两个去看他，你只能看到他肉体。
When you are looking after them, you're only looking after their physical.
心理上就会这样健康吗？灵性就会因为两个照顾就会比较好吗？
Will their spirituality become better because both of you take care of it?
到最后还是要神怜悯。
At the end, you still need the mercy of God.
神来保守他们。
The God to keep them.
他们才会信仰才会好。
Then their spirituality will be good.
所以这个我们顾家顾店，我现在发现越来越多的这个 young couple， 一有孩子以后就服事就退下来，真的很可惜。
And I've noticed that once the young couples have children, they retreated from holy work, and that is very pitiful.
因为我们要把神摆在前面。
And we must put God as our top priority.
神就会看顾我们。
Then God will watch over us.
所以这个撒迦利亚书第一章说，你们要回转向我，我就回转向你们。实际上是有很多事情我们要做的。
Zechariah chapter 1, it says, return to me and God will return to us. And there are many things that we need to do.
从罪回转。
Return from our sins.
从安息日回转。
Return from to the Sabbath.
按生活方式的回转。
And to return in our lifestyle.
对我们用钱方法的回转。
And to return from the way we use money.
店与家这个优先顺序的回转。
And to return to our priority between our family and God.
这个都是很实际，我们在生活上这一定要改变的。
These are very practical things in our life that we must change.
那我们改变不但影响我们自己，会影响下一代。
And these changes will not only affect ourselves but our next generation.
因为我们一旦有体验啊，我们的体验可以造就我们的下一代。
Because once we have experience and our experiences will edify the next generation.
我们来看以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书的三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
我们看十五节。
Verse 15.
以赛亚书三十章十五节。主以色列的圣者曾如此说，你们得救在乎归回安息，得力在乎平静安稳，你们竟自不肯。
This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel says, and repentance and rest is your salvation, and quietness and trust is your strength, but you would have none of it.
这个英文有两个翻译哈。
There are two translations in English.
一个翻作 repentance， 一个翻作归回。
One is return, the other one is
repentance. Repentance 跟return 意思一样。
To return and to repent is the same.
因为悔改就是改变，改变就是归回。
Because to repent is to change, and to change is to return.
得救在乎归回。
To have salvation, you must return.
所以有时候我们看到或者说我们自己生活当中发生什么问题。
Sometimes we see problems in our lives.
我们常常会在要解决问题。
And we will try to solve this problem.
其实有时候那个问题是从另外一个问题来的。
Sometimes this problem results from a different problem.
那个另外一个问题就是我们生活离开的神。
And this other problem is that in our life we have departed from God.
所以你现在你生活就发生这个问题。
And therefore you have this other problem.
比方说有的小孩子信仰发生问题。
For example, some children will have some problems in their faith.
那你一直要想怎么改变这个小孩子的信仰。
And you try to think, how do we change the faith of this child?
但是有时候我们看整个家庭的生活方式。
But once we look at the lifestyle of the whole family,
我们就发现那整个家庭的生活方式就不是以神为中心了。
You realize that the lifestyle of the whole family is not focused on God.
所以今天小孩子信仰会发生问题。
Therefore, the child's faith will have problems.
那要改变这个小孩子的信仰，要先从整个家庭生活方式要先改变。
To change the faith of this child, you have to change the whole lifestyle of the family first.
安息日就是聚会。
On Sabbath day, you come to worship.
这个就是一种生活方式的改变。
This is a change in your lifestyle.
所以得救要归回。
So to repent, you must return.
那有的婚姻发生问题。
To have salvation, you must return.
Sometimes
a marriage has problems.
先有一个假设。
We have an example.
如果丈夫跟太太每个人活得都像基督，婚姻会不会发生问题？
If the wife and the husband both live like Christ, will there be marital problems?
不会有问题。
No, there will not.
所以可见，这个婚姻发生问题，一个最根本的原因就是人离开神。
So if there are marital problems, that means the people have left God.
因此你要回转向神。
So you must return back to God.
开始来亲近神。
To draw near to God.
那这个两个人的心呢，都一直有属灵的成长。
And if both hearts have this growth in spirit.
有基督的爱。
Have the love of Christ.
能够包容彼此。
To be able to bear one another.
能够 啊帮啊能够能够接纳对方。
To accept one another.
那婚姻就没有问题了。
Then there will not be problems in marriage.
哦，所以回转向神，这是解决一切问题最根本的一个方法。
So to return to God is the fundamental solution to all problems.
哦，因此我们啊在撒迦利亚书讲，你们要回转向神，我就回转向你们。
So the book of Zechariah tells us if we return to God, God will return to us.
这是第一段。
That's the first section.
那我们回到撒迦利亚书。
Let's come back to the book of Zechariah.
我们先看到第二段。
Let's look at the second section.
从第一章第八啊第七节一直到第六章第八节。
From chapter 1, verse 7 until chapter 6, verse 8.
这是八个意象。
This is the eight visions.
那第一个意象是第一节的第一章的第七节到十七节。
First vision is from chapter 1, verse 7 until verse 17.
这个是马的意象。
This is the vision of the horses.
那这个意象啊，借着这个意象要表达神的怜悯跟神的公义。
And through this vision,It will manifest God's mercy and God's righteousness or justice.
Justice. 那这个意象是什么？
What is this vision?
第七节说，大力王二年十一月啊，二十四日啊，神的话临到啊，撒迦利亚。
It says on the 24th day of the 11th month, the month of Shebat, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah.
第八节，我夜间看到一个人骑着红马。地站在洼地番石榴树中间。
During the night, I saw a vision. Before me was a man riding a red horse, standing among myrtle trees in a ravine.
然后在身后有红马、黄马、白马。
Behind him are red, brown, and white horses.
那与我说话的天使说：“主啊，这是什么意思呢？”
And I asked, "What are these, my Lord?" With the angel who was talking with him.
他说：“我要指示你，这是什么意思？”
Angel answered, "I will show you what they are."
第十节
，verse ten.
那站在番石榴树中间的人说：“这是奉神差遣在遍地走来走去的。”
Those standing among the myrtle trees explained, "They are the ones our Lord has sent to go through the earth."
十一节
，eleven.
那些骑马的队站在番石榴中间的神的使者说：“我们在遍地走来走去，见全地都已经平静了。”
They reported to the angel of the Lord who was standing among the myrtle trees, "We have gone throughout the earth and found the whole world at rest and in peace."
那这个意象到底什么意思？
What does this vision mean?
如果我们从十二节一直读到十七节，
If we read from verses 12 to 17,
我们似乎可以从那里再反推来看这个意象是什么意思。
We can analyze from that to see what this vision means.
所以我们先来看十二节到十七节，然后再回来看前面这个意象。
Let's first read from verses 12 to 17, and then we'll come back.
这个十二节开始，神恼恨耶路撒冷七十年。
Here it says, God held without mercy from Jerusalem for 70 years.
为什么
？Why？
我们刚刚已经查考过，是因为神的公义。
We studied this. It is because of God's justice.
因为以色列百姓离开神去拜偶像。
Because Israelites departed from God to worship idols.
那神呼叫他们回头，他们不愿意回头。
God asked them to return to him, but they did not want to.
所以神的公义就允许外族人来攻打他们。
So God's justice allowed other tribes to come and attack them.
所以他恼恨耶路撒冷七十年。
So he withheld mercy from Jerusalem for 70 years.
但是七十年满了。
However, at the end of the 70 years,
我们看十四节。
Verse
14. 于是我说话的天使对我说：“你宣告说，万军的神如此说：我为耶路撒冷，为锡安，心里极其火热。”
Angel who was speaking to me said, "Proclaim this word. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I'm very jealous for Jerusalem and Zion."
所以以色列百姓虽然在巴比伦外国受苦七十年，这个七十年当中，其实神对耶路撒冷为选民那个心并没有冷掉。
Even though the Israelites were suffering in Babylon for 70 years, within this period of time, God's zeal for them did not cool.
神的心还是火热。
Because God is still zealous.
那这个火热从哪里来？
And where does zealousness come from?
这个火热就是从神的怜悯来的。
It is from God's mercy.
你看孩子不论怎么变神这个父母对孩子的心不会改变。
Then no matter how much a child changes, the parents' love for the child will never change.
所以神对以色列百姓心火热。
So God is zealous for the Israelites.
那这个神的心火热，就从这个心里面，神就做两件事情。
And from this heart, God performed two things.
第一件事情。
First.
在十六节。
Verse 16.
所以神说，我现在要回到耶路撒冷，人思邻民，我的殿要重建在其中，尊神要再列在耶路撒冷之上。
I will return to Jerusalem with mercy, and there my house will be rebuilt.
也就是说，神要重新带他们回来。
God will take them back.
这个就是神的怜悯。
And this is the mercy of God.
所以在这张圣经里面，我们可以看到神的公义，也可以看到神的怜悯。
So from here we could see God's mercy and God's justice.
在神的公义当中有神的怜悯。
In God's righteousness is His judgment.
在
justice.
神的怜悯当中有他的公义。
In His mercy, there is His justice.
所以这个为什么说 我们一个人、哦、如果一个人要像主耶稣，不能偏一边。
So if a person is to be like Christ, we cannot be swayed to one side.
就是一直强调怜悯。
To focus on mercy alone.
如果你一直强调怜悯、啊、罪里面会、的爱里面会生罪出来。
If you only emphasize on mercy, then within this love, there will be sin.
那这个爱就不可贵了。
Then this love is invaluable.
但在教会也不可以一直强调公义。
In church, we should not also just emphasize on justice.
你如果一直强调公义，来教会就只能来法院啊，听宣判，对跟错。
If you just emphasize on justice, then when you come to church, it will be like a courtroom.
所以可贵的就是说，我们在谈神的爱里面，爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理，这个就是公义。
So what is very valuable is that in love, there you like the righteous, but you detest the wicked.
没有一个父母说很爱小孩子，那小孩子去偷东西，你会很高兴的啊，小孩子你做得很好，没有人发现。
There is not one parent that was.Be happy if the child went to stole something.
因为我们爱孩子，所以那个爱里面有公义。他做的不对，对他的前途不好。所以有的父母不能够接受小孩子说谎。为什么？他很爱孩子，但是他知道要为孩子好，他需要有公义。
Because if the child does something bad, it will affect their future, and it's not good for the child.
那过来讲啊，我们父母也不能够只有公义。
But the Parents should not only have justice.
你如果父母两个都很严，小孩子可能到青少年就离家出走。
If both parents are very strict, then once the child becomes a young adult, they'll probably leave home.
因为都是很公义啊，要求很严，他也感受不到爱跟温暖，他就跑掉了。
Because you're very strict and you're full of justice, but then they don't feel any love, so they'll just leave.
做的最好的就是主耶稣。
And what the best person that showed an example is Jesus Christ.
有公义又有怜悯。
Is that he has mercy and justice.
在公义当中讲怜悯。
In his justice, he showed mercy.
在怜悯当中显明他的公义。
In his mercy, he showed his justice.
所以有时候我们在想这个神的两个本性要怎么做，我们就仔细主耶稣讲的话、做的事情，这样一直念、一直念，你就发现啊，我们真的还有很多要学习。
So from the essence of these two.Things that is within Christ, we could learn from His words and His actions.
所以神跟人啊不一样。
So God is different from man.
你看大卫犯罪。
David sinned.
他去述说百姓为荣耀他自己。
And he glorified himself through his people.
神说你可以选三样。
God said you could choose three things.
饥荒三年。
To have a famine for 3 years.
第一个选择。
First choice.
第二个选择什么？
What's the second choice?
第二个选择是什么？被敌人追三个月。第三个选择。
Pursued by your enemy for 3 months. Third choice.
瘟疫三天。
To have pestilence for 3 days.
当然没有一个好的啦。如果你选，你要选到哪里
？None of them are good. But if you were to choose, which one would you choose?
你喜欢选什么
？Which one would you choose?
大卫选择瘟疫，为什么
？David chose pestilence.
因为大卫很了解人，他也很了解神。
Because David understood God and man.
他无缘无故把扫罗把他追杀。
Saul pursued after him for no reason.
所以如果你选择被追三个月，他三个月连一秒钟都不会少，敌人会追到底。
And if he chose to be pursued by his enemy for 3 months, then there will be unrest for the whole 3 months.
但是他选择瘟疫。
But he chose pestilence.
三天。
3 days.
瘟疫一下来。
Once the pestilence.
神看到人死了。
God sees people die.
神就怜悯了。
God will have mercy on them.
通行，瘟疫就止息了。
And then the pestilence will stop.
所以神的公义里面有怜悯。
So within God's justice, there is mercy.
所以神跟人不一样。
And that's why God is different from man.
那神虽然公义啊，神的意念是赐平安的。
Even though God is justice and his mindset, he wants to give mercy.
我们看耶利米书二十九章。
Jeremiah 29.
耶利米书二十九章
，Jeremiah chapter 29,
十一节
，verse 11。
神说：“我知道你们的所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你幕后有指望。”
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
神对我们的计划 plan 是赐平安的，不是降灾祸。所以，我们信耶稣一直听到。神的管教什么？那个不是神原来的意思。神原来的意思是要让你平安喜乐。
The original purpose of God is give us peace and joy, and for us to prosper, not to harm us.
那降灾祸是不得已的。你一直提到不行，就不得已了。神的慈爱本来就是让我们享受平安。
And when calamity strikes, it is because God doesn't have any other alternative.
那一章十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 17. Zechariah.
你要再宣告，我的诚意必在丰盛发达。
Proclaim further, this is what the Lord Almighty says: My towns will again overflow with prosperity.
最后，神要再怜悯以色列百姓。
At the end, God will once again have mercy on Israelites.
所以这样看起来，回来看那个四个意象那个第一个意象，马的意象。
Let's come back to the vision of the horses.
这个马，可能就指着当时的政治势力、国家。
This horse probably represents the political influence of that time.
也时间到，我们明天再继续。
And we will continue tomorrow.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。阿门。阿门。